Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company counsels with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you.
Well, the cattle market got significantly weaker throughout the day today. The live cattle finished $1.20 to $1.40 lower on the first couple of months, with December down $1.42 at $1.1832. Mid-morning, there was some 115 cash trade in Texas, which was on the low end of expectations this week, so that was a little bit disappointing. But box beef, on the other hand, was significantly higher. It was $1.75 higher on choice at $2.42.25. Select was up $1.26 at $2.17.49. So we continue to move higher on the live cattle, from the box beef, and pretty strong on the live cattle cash trade. But the markets fell apart here. And extremely weak contracts were out in the feeder cattle. November, the front month, expired down or closed today down 220 at 145.60. January down 440, was limit down several times today, but it was 142.72. Various ideas of what's driving this today. Some say that we've been rallying for nearly 2 months. Well, going back to September 9th, low, we've been on an uptrend, and so to have a $4 pullback on the feeder cattle after a $20 rally may not be just a huge deal, but that's a lot of people's argument there. Hogs today were down $1.20 to $1.75, so weakness across the board.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Register now for the 24th Annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January the 28th and 29th in Wichita, Kansas. This year, featured speakers include Dr. Daphne Miller, Jason Mock, Steve Groff, and Lauren Steinlegge. Pre-conference events include Fundamentals of Soil Health Workshops and Advanced Symposium with John Kemp and Michael Phillips. Early registration discounts are now open. Scholarships are available for women and people of color. Visit www.notill.org for all of the details.
The grain futures today were weak, just like the cattle. We had corn down 2, soybeans down 1 to 3, Chicago wheat down about 8, Kansas City down 10 to 14. Kansas City wheat gave back yesterday's gains, which was disappointing yesterday. There were some reports that the U.S. farmer was going to plant the least amount of hard red winter wheat acres that we've seen in a long, long time. And that lifted markets, and also the cold weather here in the northern United States, well, even through the southern United States for that matter, also lifted prices. But we're not really in the growing season since things are winding down then in that world. So the other thing we're shifting to is what's going on in South America. There doesn't seem to be any harmful weather at this point going forward. Still a little bit delayed planting down there, but nothing too significant without any real imminent harmful weather in South America. And then there's some talk of maybe a snag being hit in the U.S.-China talks over U.S. farm purchases. Of course, the U.S. wants guaranteed purchases, but the Chinese want they want to buy, but only when market conditions are right. So we're going back and forth there, kind of the same thing we've been talking about for a while. Dow Jones currently up 60 in the December Dow, 27,723. Crude oil's up 37 cents. Natural gas futures continue to slide here. They're about unchanged now, but about 25, 30 cents off their high.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk loss. May not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures and options trading suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.